You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Today's episode is brought to you by The Bike Riders, a new film from Jeff Nichols starring Jodie Comer, Austin Butler, and Tom Hardy. Inspired by true events, The Bike Riders follows Benny, played by Austin Butler, the newest member of Midwestern motorcycle club The Vandals, led by the enigmatic Johnny, played by Tom Hardy. Critics are calling it electrifying, stunning, exhilarating, powerful, and the godfather of biker movies. Experience The Bike Riders on the big screen this summer. Now playing only in theaters. Visit BikeRidersMovie.com to get tickets now.
It's the Cooligans, stupid.
Look at us, huh? Let's go. Nice little new setup. Same studio.
Another, hold on.
Alexa's doing the...
That's the last time I'll do that.
Now that the board is a little harder to reach, Alexis has to do the old man noise when you get up.
This feels cruel. I'm not going to lie to you. Just move the board. That damn eagle.
Damn, eagle, why are you so far away from
me? I'm just going...
Okay. Let's go. I hope if you're just only listening to that, you got to make sure you watch the video to see how Alexis is moving his hands and clapping his hands a very strange way.
Yeah, it's a mixture of jazz fingers or jazz. It's spear fingers and jazz hands.
It's a, you look
cramming into each other.
It's a little bit like Everything Everywhere All at Once. Did you see it?
No.
Oh, it's a great movie. Michelle Yeoh's great movie with the hot dog fingers. He did hot dog fingers. If you haven't seen the movie, go watch the movie.
Is that a rom-com?
It's not a rom-com. It's like a action kind of weird eclectic sci-fi thriller.
And now what of those words that you just said made you think I saw
it? It won Best Picture for the Oscars, bro. Get out of here.
Well,
you
know
nonsense.
What? Let me applaud them.
My man's doing hot dog finger. If we got to get an edit, Jamie, make sure you do an edit. Do the hot dog fingers next to Alexis. Make sure everybody.
Jamie, who sent you a voice note from Nigel Rio Coker, West Ham legend? Please don't do that.
What's good, everybody? Welcome.
It's the Cooligans, buddy.
He put it closer to him. Okay, that makes sense.
I got a longer wingspan. That's all it is.
I got some wingspan, bro. I'm burning.
Look, chicken wingspan, bro.
I got a buffalo wingspan out here, bro.
We got to recreate the famous Jordan picture with Alexis pounding two basketballs.
Yeah. That's what we need. F them kids. Anyway, welcome to the show. My name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerrero.
We out here. Our studio looks a little bit different. We did a little summer cleaning, trying different
things. A little redecorating.
Out. Yeah, because
Christian became Christian. That's our interior designer.
That's right. Okay. I'm a gay reggaeton singer now.
What is your middle name?
I don't have one.
Oh, that's right. We've covered this like 6 years ago on this show.
I don't have one. I do have a confirmation name.
What's your confirmation name?
And it was Javier.
Which is what you use on websites. Javier.
Javier.
So this was designed by Christian Javier.
Yes, yeah. I'm excited about it.
No, or C. Javi.
Okay. And it's just, I have a logo already, don't worry about it. Hello, yes, we made a couple changes to the studio because obviously we have a lot of fun stuff in the pipeline. Obviously the Women's World Cup is coming up and we got some news about that in a little bit. But I want to make sure to announce to everybody, we're going to be doing a collab, a nice fun little... A Meadowlark meetup.
Merging
of the Meadowlark, yes. Ourselves, the Cooligans, and the Underdogs podcast on the Levitard and Friends network.
That's right. So we're going to call it Under the Cooligans.
Okay. It's going to be... Sure. All right. I mean, they haven't approved that yet. But
I feel like they probably won't want to be a part of that. Get under the Cooligans, dog. See how I use all of it.
But the underdogs, they focus a lot on underdogs, on especially when it comes to betting and stuff along those
We've
lines.
We've used a clip of their show before.
That's right. You've heard them on this show in the past. So we're going to be doing a collab special that's going to be airing on the DraftKings Network at 3 p.m. Eastern time on Saturday. Starting Saturday, it's going to be airing a bunch of times. DraftKings Network is obviously available on Samsung TVs and stuff like that. So that's where it'll be available. Also, you can find it on YouTube.
Oh, and light just went out.
Our light just went out. But, you know, new studio. Vibes.
See, Javi might get fired.
You know, this is pretty standard stuff, you know, whenever we make any kind of change. There we go.
And it's back.
And we're back. And now it seems brighter than ever, but I don't know what happened. So underdogs and Cooligans, we're going to be doing a collab special talking about the Women's World Cup. And you know, they're going to give us some insight on some of the best bets you can make in the Women's World Cup and what underdogs might surprise us. So be on the lookout for that. So that'll be available real soon on the Lebatard show YouTube and, again, DraftKings Network. And it's going to be airing a bunch.
We'll put it out on our podcast feed as well, so you'll be able to listen to the audio version.
There it is. Okay.
Beautiful.
Miguelito with the update. All right. Well, we got to get to the first news today. The United States men's national team.
They haven't played yet, right?
Because
what I saw did not look like my stars and stripes.
I think we got played by having to watch that.
Damn, facts. I stayed up late, bro. You know I got to go to bed by 9, bro. I got to get to this damn studio.
That's right. Otherwise, Alexis's mom is going to be upset with him. He got a curfew.
She came around shutting the lights off. I said, stop, ma.
I'm Emid. No.
What?
I mean, that's stuff what you say to babies that need to go to sleep.
No, I've never heard that once before in my life.
Damn, bro.
That is a C-Hobby exclusive.
Okay.
We don't need the board, bro.
So, the U.S. men's national team loses in penalties to Panama.
Look, it was our C squad versus their A squad.
Uh-huh.
And we played like a D squad.
Yeah, we didn't live up to our C grade.
No, I said this on the show. Let me know what you think. I said, you know, obviously CONCACAF Nations League is a little different, but for Gold Cup, it feels like we had 11 players just trying to show out that they should get more callbacks.
Okay.
I didn't really see a unified squad. I didn't see a team.
I definitely didn't see a unified squad, especially against the better competition, right?
Right. I'm even willing to go so far as to say, I hope that's not what a unified squad looks like.
It was, honestly, the first thought I had, because the game against Panama was in San Diego at Snapdragon Stadium. The first thing I thought, the game was at 4:30 Pacific time.
Bro, that's dumb hot.
It was 85 degrees.
Yeah.
We had already played extra time and penalties against Canada. The first thing I thought, as soon as the whistle blew, I'm like, yo, this is not going to go well.
No. We're going to roast.
It was hot. The players looked slow. They were making a lot of mistakes. So, I mean, it's an excuse, but I definitely thought the players were impacted. I thought they were fatigued. I thought the decision to start...
Everyone except Jesus Ferreira. My guy was running for 120 minutes, full sprint.
And he finally got a cramp at the end.
I think both of his entire legs cramped up. They were rubbing any part that had a muscle or ligament attached.
I thought the decision to start Brandon Vasquez and Ferreira at the same time, I don't think that was the right move.
It was a cool idea.
It was fun.
It was a cool idea.
Yeah.
What it didn't do is work.
You know what I mean? I could see BJ Callahan's mindset. I'm like, yo, I'm just gonna overpower Panama. Maybe we score in the first half.
The
and then
talk
go
was
the
like Jesus Ferreira wants to float behind a center forward.
Yeah, yeah.
So yo, let's see. We happen to have both of these guys right here. Let's see what happens when we both put them in.
And
the answer is no. That's like if someone's like, yo, what happens if we hit the gas and the brake at the same time?
Well, I think we go to space.
Damn, I think you go straight up. You don't even drive, dog. You literally, you go up.
Damn.
Get out there and
I just invented the floating car.
Bro, pin them both to the ground and see what happens.
The main thought is it didn't work, but more than anything, I just thought Panama was really good. I thought every player on Panama played with such a huge level of confidence. Every touch was pretty much flawless. You saw, you know, even James
Until the final third.
Pretty much. But like I thought they dominated kind of dominated in the midfield and stuff like that. I thought they just had great poise. Composed themselves well. They weren't intimidated by the U.S. in any way. And realistically, the U.S. I mean, it took a wonder goal from Jesus Ferreira to even tie the game.
But off the shin pad,
bro. I didn't see any moment in the game where I'm like, oh, okay, I think the U.S. is gonna figure this out. I 100% expected Panama to score first. I'm surprised it took as long as it did to score in the first half of extra time.
The only thing that gave me hope is that we have players that can find those moments of magic, even in that squad. Jordan Morris, you know, could. Go on a wild run or something. Or
I had a tweet lined up if they had won. I was literally...
It's in the drafts or it's in the brain
drafts? It's in the drafts. It's still in the drafts.
It's in the actual drafts, not the brain drafts? Because I'd be losing those. I'd be like, man, I was going to say something.
I wrote it down. Because
I can't figure out what it is.
It doesn't have the same gravitas because they lost.
Hit me with it.
But I basically said, Morris to Ferreira, the USMNT haters... ain't gonna survive this one, right? So not a banger per se.
No.
But just highlighting.
A lot of engagement.
I was gonna say, bro. Maybe it was okay though.
That one stayed in the draft.
Okay, it's one of those things that it's better as a tweet rather than saying it out
loud.
It's
better as a draft of a tweet, bro. That's better as a tweet. That's better as a delete, bro. But I see where you was going with it,
bro.
Because it would have caused a little bit of mayhem.
It's no different than a Bleacher Report tweet or CBS Sports Colosso tweet, really trolling for the engagement.
No, that's just whenever I'm on camera.
Okay,
someone actually tagged me and said, "Serious question, how'd you get this job?"
See, they don't ask us. They don't ask us when we're at this show.
They're like, "Look at you at your level.
you're where you're supposed to
be." Yeah, man, get out there and make some yuck yucks.
So look, I think I didn't think there was any real opportunities created or anything or that. But the goalkeeper wasn't in that much danger. There was the penalties. I think the big moment was obviously they, you know, again, the USMNT haters,
mm-hmm.
when they saw Christian Roldan miss and they saw Jesus Ferreira miss, they were like, bro, this is why we should
not tell you.
My man could do a bicycle kick 3 seconds prior, but as soon as he misses a penalty, it's like, bro, this is why this program was never going to get anywhere.
Right. USL should get promotion and relegation.
Oh, we got to talk about that.
Yeah, have to talk about that.
But them two missing, but then Matt Miazga. He was, doing a little bit of the shithousery that we know and love.
The arts that are dark. Okay. He's a big fan.
And you know, it was the U.S. was up, and if Panama had missed that penalty, U.S. moves on to the final. So Miazga took that opportunity, you know, as he was walking away from the. From the box,
he turned around.
He's like, "Yo, I gotta let this guy. I gotta work on my Spanish right now with this Panamanian dude." Who's
you know
walking.
What I should do real quick? I should yip a little bit at this dude, bro.
And he decided, you know, get close to the guy, get in his face a little bit. But my man was not
in a way that was more than usual. I think it was John Tolkien, maybe, mm-hmm. or I forgot who it was. Someone walked by, it was Mihailovic. High five the dude, or like,
yes,
and kind of held onto his hand a little bit and mm-hmm. yanked him just a little tiny bit, just enough to get in his head.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, that's okay.
He did not get
Miazga
in his head.
Miazga followed this guy to the parking lot, bro. You can't be going that.
Miazga was like, yeah, I'm going to give you a wet willy before you take your penalty.
I'm walking with you to the wagon family section, bro. I want to meet your kids, dog. I want to hold your nephew.
Okay.
Miazga needs to chill.
Why can't I be your son's godfather?
Quick, take a picture of me and your wife, but you're not in it. It was rude, bro.
My man, doing the whole, he called him Adam 22, bro. He said, yo, I'm trying to be a part of your family.
Yeah. Oh, man.
So, I don't know how we got there, but
can
we
I
did.
Be next? He said, yo, let me be next. And he's like, next what? He's like, oh, my bad. I thought we were all on
this
the same
wrong
page.
This is the wrong podcast.
So... yeah, he did a lot, and it didn't work out, obviously.
I'd be interested to find out how much our audience knows who Adam 22 is.
You better look him up.
Know in the comments.
Just be careful what you're going to find. Yeah. You're gonna
start
like
with Lena the Plug. Start there. And then...
everything will unravel.
Yeah.
So... He went, I think that was a little bit of the controversy. People thought that because, especially after losing a penalty, that looks a little bit worse. In my opinion, I didn't really care. I also didn't really care that
it's high risk, high reward, but it's a risk you didn't need at that moment.
Yeah, I don't know. I think now that the U.S. is out of the Gold Cup, I was a little bit like, I didn't really expect us to win. I think
even if we won, it would have been like, man, it makes everyone else look bad because it's our C squad.
Sure. People will always find a way to like poo-poo it or something right. like that. But
who was the homie on Panama? He used to play in MLS who scored the penalty like straight down the middle and then
played
stared
for
him down.
Not Murillo. Was it Murillo?
No, it wasn't Murillo.
Stared. Yeah.
Matt Turner.
That
down.
Was cold. That
he
was
played,
cold.
He played for Red Bull. I remember that.
Bro, it was rude as hell. He had the blonde curly hair.
He just gave
Edgar Barcenas, maybe?
No, I don't think it was Barcenas.
Fidel Escobar or yes. Ishmael Diaz.
No, Fidel Escobar. I'm pretty sure that was him.
That was pretty badass. This is why I say I thought Panama would just really were not swayed.
Yeah, but did you notice that like Matt Turner kind of wasn't the same after that?
After the stare down?
The stare down. He was a little shook.
I'm not going to say that.
I feel like he was looking a little shook the entire penalty kick after he missed that, you know, that block on the first goal.
He took responsibility for it. He said that it was his fault. But, I mean, what kind of line is that, bro? I mean, Yedlin is essentially alone and kept the guy onside.
Well, Miles Robinson tried to jump, like tried to catch him offside, and he was just too late.
Right, right. So why, where are, you know, why is Yedlin that far back? Why are Miazga and Robinson so far forward? It was just a poor play. I mean, look, I mean, I think Turner was like, you know, it was a 50-50. He was like, maybe I can get there. And he just did not. But more than anything, I just thought the Panamanian players just were going to... They just knew they were going to win that game. That's how I felt. I was just like, bro, they are... Every single touch is flawless. They're making crisp passes.
They're very well set up.
You saw Busio give the ball away after the goal, like almost immediately. Like maybe it was just fatigue, but there was just a severe lack of confidence in that game. And Panama, and Mihajlovic got lucky to not get that penalty.
I don't think so, because I think he got spun.
Right.
The guy jumps into him, he gets spun. I don't know why you're doing Christ the Redeemer. You know what I mean?
It's homie, a bit much.
He was showing his buffalo his buffalo wing spread. It was a little too spicy.
Yeah.
You know?
I thought I wouldn't have been surprised if it was called. I could see it not being called, but yeah, I would have been like, all right, you know, don't put your arms out like that. That's really the main thing. So I thought we got a little bit lucky there.
For now, looking at the entire tournament, what players do you think were like, oh, okay, you deserve another shot? Because Zendejas, we saw you on the left, we saw you on the right, we don't want to see you.
We saw you know? Do the hokey pokey.
Yeah. Turn yourself around and get out of here. No, shouts to Zendejas. Thank you for choosing America, but America doesn't choose you. But of all the players, I think top of the list, obviously Matt Turner is going to be the number one keeper no matter what. Top of the list got to be DeJuan Jones. No?
I think so.
That you were impressed. Like, what? Give me the list of players that you're like, yeah, all right, we'll have you back. I'll give you the lineup just so you remember. This is the starting lineup: Cade Cowell, Brandon Vasquez, Jesus Ferreira, Mihajlovic, James Sands, Busio, DeJuan Jones, Aaron Long, Miles Robinson, Brian Reynolds.
Brian Reynolds, I thought, had a good tournament.
He didn't look good yesterday.
But I guess against some of the weaker competition. He did look pretty
He's
good.
He's top of your list?
I don't know. I don't think anyone's top. This is just the list of people that I could fathom getting another opportunity with the first team or with the A squad. I think,
or at least you would invite to an A squad camp.
DeJuan Jones,
without a doubt.
Without a doubt, I thought he was really, really good. The
unshakable
Brian Reynolds, I as well.
I could see that.
I could see that too. And I don't know where's he playing now. He was at Roma.
He was at Crystal Palace, but he's at Roma. No, Chris Richards at Crystal Palace.
Chris Richards, yeah.
Brian Reynolds is at Roma.
He's at Roma, okay. But he hasn't really played because I think Mourinho doesn't really like rate him that much or whatever.
Here's his accent.
Okay, the bias.
Right.
And a lot of people were critical, but I thought James Sands, and I appreciated you defending him on Morning Footy. Because everybody's just all of a sudden, they're like, James Sands, he has two left feet, he can barely, like, I'm just like, what is the criticism?
Peter Callahan
about?
Said he was his man of the match for the Canada game, and everyone's like, he stinks. I'm like, how are both of those the same? You don't know if the coach says he's that guy, then you're wrong.
You saw the slide tackle that he made to recover the ball, and then I picked his head up quickly and got back up and made the pass. Like, he was just he played a lot. He played the full game, I believe, right? He didn't get subbed out. He didn't get subbed out almost in any of the matches.
I think only one.
Yeah.
Only the second match, if
so
I'm not
clearly
mistaken.
He's a reliable player.
Right.
People think
because he's not Yunus Musso or Tyler Adams
right.
that he stinks. It's like it's a different player, bro.
He's not going to start, and he doesn't fit the system that you if you have – MMA, right? Yunus Musso, Weston McKennie, and Tyler Adams. He's not, you know, he could replace Tyler Adams and play in a very different style, maybe even a different formation.
Yunus, you go. I'll stick back here. Exactly. I'm going to watch the back
line. So that's another one who James Sands, I think.
I think he should get invited to a camp. I don't know if he ever gets into the A squad, but he should definitely be invited to a camp. I also think if we're going across. Not invited to the guy. I think Cade Cowell for still.
I was going to say Cade Cowell was top of my list.
Very
sure.
raw. Top of your list.
Yeah,
100%. Very raw. Very raw.
Yeah, I was very impressed against Canada. It was, right?
When
that one move when he like basically powered just through those three guys on the dribble.
He has those moments, and he's a nutbag, bro. He doesn't. You can't take him down.
Yeah, he is a little bit like, you know, as soon as he has the ball.
He's like a juggernaut.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah. It's like, bro, it's like BJ Kahn is like, get the ball and go forward. That's it. Like, hey, you want me to do any kind of, no, go forward.
Nah, bro. Maybe I should go left. I said, go forward.
You guys ever seen the Leroy Jenkins video on YouTube? Leroy Jenkins.
The World Workout.
Cade Cow.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
You don't know Leroy Jenkins?
Leroy Jenkins.
Bro, that's a classic internet, bro.
Classic 2000s internet.
Yeah. Nah, man. Missed me.
Bro.
Maybe I was busy watching Chocolate Rain or something that day.
Around the same time. That's honestly,
it. Was
bro.
It really?
Yeah, dude.
It's a good 100%. Shout. All right.
Okay.
I think Kate Kelly.
Tayson Day. Well,
wow.
That was a hero.
Gesundheit, dude. I think Cade Cowell gets a shot at a camp, probably eventually, maybe gets a look at a B or A squad. And I think James Sands, same. Busio, I think, helped his argument that he's kind of back.
Yeah.
But no. I don't know if there's enough there.
A squad? No, man. There's too many people ahead. Count Acosta, you know, a lot of players that fit a similar profile.
I'm thinking Busio, man. You know, maybe come back. It's MLS.
Okay, yeah, he's at Venezia there in Serie B.
He's not getting any playing time, bro.
Any at all?
Nah.
I don't know.
I mean, getting no burn, bro.
I don't watch Serie B like I used to, bro. So I'm not fully aware.
Man, with the kick cam, you just can't party like you used to.
But back in the days, I was on it, bro.
Burning the Serie B candle at both ends. His stats are... 28 matches played.
That's a lot of matches played.
28 matches total, I believe.
How many minutes?
13 played? I don't know what this little figurine means.
I'll look it up. I'll find it.
Two yellow cards. No assists. No goals. A FOTMOP rating of 6.63. It's orange. Orange is not good.
Not ideal. I mean, he's there with Tanner Tessman as well. Tanner Tessman just got married, by the way.
Oh,
shout
okay.
out to Tanner.
Wow.
So U.S. is out. Jamaica played against Mexico yesterday. Right after the U.S. game and lost. They gave up a goal within seconds, very, very early in the game. And I think that just took the air out of any possible chance of Jamaica having any opportunity in that match. They lost 3-0. So we know the final is going to be Panama against Mexico. Obviously, Mexico, the heavy favorites. But disappointing for Jamaica. I think a lot of people thought they could go out and win this thing. They've been to Gold Cup finals in the past.
To me, this is by far the most talented team that Jamaica's ever fielded, least that I can remember. You got 3 Premier League stars, but they're all up top.
Mm-hmm.
And Mexico was like, yo, I got an idea. What if we don't let the good guys get possession of the ball and we let these other players play with it? And it seemed to have worked, man. If you can't get the ball to Leon Bailey or Damari Gray, or you can't go long to Mikel Antonio where he could lay it off to those two guys.
Yeah.
And even Reed, obviously, but it's not going to be good. And this is what happened, man.
Who is it? The new coach for Mexico is
Lozano.
Jaime Lozano, right?
Yeah.
I think
Jimmy, as they call him.
Jimmy, that's right. Love it.
Jimmy.
But I this is essentially people are kind of he's turning things around for Mexico, where people are getting a little bit. They're like, yo, I haven't felt this. What is this happiness and joy that I am feeling right now?
Mexican fans are calling the therapist and explaining how they feel, and they go, yeah, that's positivity. That's what you're feeling.
Okay, well, you got to stop that because I need you to keep coming
back.
Yeah.
And I will not be having any of that. It's odd, but when they hired Jimmy Lozano, the one thing that I kept hearing from Nico is that he had coached them to some success at the U-17 level, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly had them as youth players. So it's not that big of a stretch of their imagination that he would be able to sort of get them and maybe understood what makes them tick. And they're saying that the camp is different now. Like, the team is hanging out afterwards. They're playing video games together and stuff. It just seemed like it was wild toxic before, which is what happens, bro, when you're on that Coca. You know what I mean?
Right.
You act erratic, you know?
Okay.
But now they've cut the Coca, right? They've kicked it.
We're talking about Diego Coca,
Diego
by the way.
Coca, man. They got off the stuff. And now they're back with their family. It's a better scene.
Mm-hmm. It's good to see because the players also look happy to be playing as well.
Right.
And regardless of, you know, there was a the cover of I forgot what Mexican newspaper just said y tu excusa
and your excuse,
but the excusa in USA is like highlighted, so it's essentially saying, what's your excuse, United States, for not making it to the final?
Oh, I know. We fielded our C squad, and you're squeaking into the final with your A squad.
They also just got like kind of obliterated in the Nations League, like just a couple weeks ago. I don't know what
we should have one where it's like, y tu memoria,
like,
bro. Okay. In the same building, by the way.
All right.
In the same building, they got absolutely torched by the U.S.
So I don't see the point of the banter there. But look, Mexico should go on and win the Gold Cup. But again, if Panama plays the way they did against the U.S., I don't think it's going to be that easy. Panama were really, really good.
I can see this being like a 1-1 that goes to penalties.
Yeah. So it should be entertaining, to say the least.
And
okay.
Escobar going to stare down Ochoa.
Okay. All right, I hope so.
Yeah, dog.
Okay. Don't just do it to us, you know?
Yeah, man. Equal opportunity, bro.
Best of luck to both squads for Mexico and Panama. But, you know, I think the best way to watch any soccer tournament, any football match, mm-hmm. whatever you want to call it.
Hit me.
The way it's the go-to. It works every single time. The best way
Give me this bit of information that seems like such a dime, a gem.
Increase the viewing experience because not only is there Gold Cup happening, but there's also Leagues Cup.
Leagues Cup. I'm so excited. But when I watch it, Christian, I don't want to watch it. It's so exciting. I want to chill while I watch it.
Exactly. And that's what I do with a nice ice cold Coors Light.
Mm.
I was about to say Cold Light.
Yeah. In fact, give me one from the fridge now that it's near you.
Oh, wait. There's one.
Don't be surprised. Of course there's one in the fridge. Look at that. Oh, beautiful blue mountain.
The mountains are legitimately blue right now.
Look at that. See, this is what happens when it's warm. Turn it a little bit.
There you go.
Look at that. It's not blue. Gee, Christian, quick pop quiz. Which one's ice cold and refreshing and perfect to drink right now?
Oh, I feel like the one in your left hand looks, the mountains look pretty blue.
Is that how you know? How could you possibly know?
Because I just have a good sense of what is blue and what is not blue.
All right. That's how you survive. Hood has Brooklyn. We got beautiful, cold, blue mountains. That's how you know it's nice and cold. It's a refreshing beer, so you could chill and watch League's Cup, which is going to be MLS teams versus Liga MX teams. Already a tense situation. Maybe they should drink a nice cold Coors Light during and or before or after a game.
That's right. And also, look out, because we have a little combo.
I thought you were going to throw something at me. Look out.
We have a chat with somebody who is playing in League's Cup.
Ooh.
Coming in a few days. So
Secret.
See, we have to be a little bit vague about it.
Yeah, we can't say anything. I'll just tell you that if you want to know, maybe you should light a candle. And
okay, so get the mood right. Mm. All right. So League's Cup, obviously, is going to be starting on July 20th or 21st. One of those days.
21st.
There we go. And it's going to be obviously all those MLS teams against Liga MX teams. We want to see who wins the Americas. Okay.
I got an idea for Coors Light. You should make a can that has the pop top at the top and at the bottom, so two people could, you know, like Lady and the Tramp the beer at the same time.
So that'd be adorable.
Imagine we drank the beer at the same time, dude.
Wow. Alexis's idea of romance is very, very unorthodox. But whatever, yeah, bro. So this summer,
I'm just spitting ideas, Coors.
This summer, stay passionate like Alexis Guerrero's and stay refreshed with an ice cold Coors Light, the official beer of League's Cup 2023. Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart by going to CoorsLight.com/cooligan.
That's right. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. You tell me you wouldn't drink a beer like that? Me and you pop it at the same time?
Okay. I mean, I don't mind drinking the beer. I don't know. You might not be my first pick, but
I'm hearing is I'm on the list.
Okay. It's not a no. All right. So since we're talking a little bit about Major League Soccer, we have to obviously address Lionel Messi, who will be playing in League's Cup, but also is now he has touched down in Fort Lauderdale. He has
wrong football, Christian.
He has trained already with Inter Miami.
Not officially.
He
hasn't signed anything yet.
Oh, okay.
But so he did.
He was in the building. He went to the training ground. And
I think he took part in training.
Because he took photos with all the...
Unofficially.
Yeah, yeah. This is... Yeah, he doesn't have his working papers yet. You know what I mean?
Was this a secret training session for Messi? Right.
It's like, you know, before you sign a contract for anything, you're just like... Yeah, he just went to go see the vibes.
Take
first.
The team for a spin.
Okay,
let's see. A little test drive.
Okay, just making sure his teammates know how to do a couple keepy-uppies. They're like, what am I walking into?
I think it's a little dangerous to get a player of his stature and let him see the quality of players he's going to be playing with before he signs. Because I'm not slating MLS. I'm slating into Miami, bro.
Yeah, I mean, they have a lot of issues, but they have a lot of injuries. They fielded, I think, 5 teenagers the other day in the game that they drew. So it's not...
Messi must have been like, nah. Add a zero, bro. I can't. What percentage did Apple say I got? I can't do this. We need...
How about I give you money to buy players?
Yeah, I feel like... You know what? It's not going to go on the cap because I'm going to spend that money, bro.
Yo, my cousin could ball. Let me just invite my cousin.
Get the kid out here. Get Lionel Messi's kid, bro.
Yeah. So
Jorge, you need to spend mas, bro. This is not.
So I know he took photos with a bunch of his teammates. I saw Joseph Martinez talking about, you know, how there's a lot more. There's a lot more people out at training all of a sudden.
Yeah. The media attention is a little heavy.
He will be announced on Sunday.
Bro, they're announcing it with the Super Bowl halftime show.
I did hear.
For Latinos. Bro. This is going to be the most Latino thing to ever happen.
It's Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hot time.
Hot time.
Hot time del Super Bowl.
Which, so I don't know the exact time, but I have received like media emails and a bunch of stuff from Major League Soccer saying I've heard that they're going to do some sort of announcement at halftime of the Gold Cup final.
The Gold Cup final. I think that was the plan when the U.S. was probably going to be in the Gold Cup final. Oh,
okay, so I don't know if anything's changing.
Now they should just do it during the Gold Cup final. Because from what I'm hearing, Osuna, possibly Bad Bunny, possibly Maluma, possibly Shakira. This is the start a track with all of them featuring Messi, bro. Messi could get on the track.
Get Messi and Bizarrap, bro. Yes. Get them together.
Bro, you got something to say about PK, bro?
So look, I mean, for some of our audience that may not be as well versed in the reggaeton world,
this is like
this is Bruce Springsteen, bro, of reggaeton. Wow.
Is it Bruce Springsteen 70 years old?
But he's just like a famous guy.
No, this is like, imagine Erling Haaland was signing for your team and they grabbed Taylor Swift to perform. That's what this is.
Yeah, dude. I mean, you know, have you seen videos of Taylor Swift her tour and her dancing?
I saw the one where she looked like she's double Dutch, and that was the tweet I sent.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, because Beyonce's also doing her tour right now as well. And then to a lot of people at the concerts are taking videos of Beyonce's dancing and Blue Ivy's dancing. Blue Ivy has been, like, crushing it with her moves or whatever. And then we got Taylor Swift, and people are like, yo, what did I pay for? Yeah. What is it?
No, for some reason, the hips ain't moving the same, bro.
It's like, y'all shouldn't be touring at the same time because we can compare it too closely.
There's a stiffness that I'm picking up on.
I mean, whatever.
She's a country artist, bro. You can't expect no movement.
I don't know. People don't. She's pop.
Country, it's just a lot of kicking their feet, bro.
Where do you stand?
I don't know if that's true or not.
Is Taylor Swift country to you?
She definitely started out as country.
She started out as country.
More like pop country now, I would say.
Pop to me.
What's the second word after pop?
Country. I didn't say she's both. I say you give it both. Both.
What do you think?
Sarah's here.
Sarah, producer Sarah.
She's the only artist that's ever won artist of the year in three.
She's the only artist ever won in three different genres. Country.
Right.
Folk music. Bro, but you can't be dancing if you got folk music in your blood.
We all know. We all love and support Kanye. He was right? I mean, we all in agreement.
No.
You need to give context.
You can't just be going around
That's the context about that. Beyonce deserved the award.
Okay, thank you. I was about to go through your search history, Christian.
Alexis almost just got up and left.
Yo. Cooligans brought to you by Alexis and Alexis. Hey, pop open a Coors Light, dog. You need to chill.
So anyway, that's sarcasm.
Yes.
But the look, I'm not a big Taylor Swift fan. The music doesn't.
I respect the hustle. Her concerts are going.
She's
crazy.
Literally one of the most successful artists in the world.
I think she just beat Bad Bunny for tour ticket sales history.
Okay, yeah. And people literally lose their minds. But to me, I mean, with all due respect, the music is pretty mid. I don't know what to tell you, bro.
It sounds like, I assume.
Taylor Swift is what
I assume sounds like if you just squeeze the air out of a pair of Uggs.
Oh, my God.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
It's wild basic.
It's a little bit like.
She got no bars, bro.
The bars aren't there. That's how I feel. The bars aren't there for
She's
Taylor.
She's never once said anything about an op or anything. I can't listen to this. Sarah, actually, that's not true. Her ops are her exes. Facts. I heard something about a red scarf, bro. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
I didn't think this show would devolve into a Taylor Swift convo, but it had to happen, because it's been sitting on my chest for too long.
We're breaking it down and all the hate I took for saying Anne Hathaway seemed boring.
I was going to say, this is way worse than the Anne Hathaway.
I don't respect the writing. The writing is just not.
That's literally the thing she's known for.
I don't love it.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Like what, her penmanship? Because the bars ain't there, dude.
I don't love it.
You're also talking to two people who grew up on like salsa music, merengue, reggaeton, and hip-hop.
But also, like, I'm a Fiona Apple fan. Fiona Apple
is the
OG. As far as a writer, and a singer. Maybe Taylor's a better singer, but the writing, it's poetry.
I'm going to clip this and put it out there, and we're just going to let whatever happens happen.
Yeah,
I'm
if not you clip it, you better add this part to it. Yo, Shake It Off kind of slap. Just save me from... save me from the flames that are gonna get thrown at this guy. All we need to put is Taylor Swift kind of mid, and then say, have me going, I don't know, Shake It Off, and then that's it.
Okay, now that we've...
I get called fat clown enough on CBS Sports Galactic.
Now that
Instagram.
We've pissed off a whole bunch of people, let's move on. Lionel Messi in so they might do this this concert and this whole thing, which would be unbelievable. I mean, yeah. Definitely, you know, Gignac talking about MLS is all marketing. Bro, I'm fine with that.
You about to find out just how marketing we could be, dog.
Okay. Let's go, bro.
Hey, yo, Gignac, get you some, bro.
Sounds like you ain't got a Bad Bunny Maluma Ozuna concert.
Right. You were looking for a PR company. Meanwhile, we got the Puerto Rico company, bro. We getting Bad Bunny up in this joint.
Okay. Que bonita bandera, yeah, bro.
Yo.
So that would, if that ends up happening, would be incredibly dope. But Messi is now hanging out around Miami, which was kind of fun to see.
He's chilling in pools, dude.
He's so not that one yet.
Okay, that was Bahamas. Actually.
But he went to a restaurant called Prima Pasta, which was like I think a fairly small. A small business?
It's got to be owned by an Argentinian.
I assume so. But he went in. Let's see.
It's in Howard Beach. Well, no, that's here. That's in New York.
And so we're looking at it now.
Just an Italian restaurant, it looks like, in Miami.
And he's there with his whole family.
Did you know his wife is the Kim Kardashian of Argentina?
I did not know that.
All like the young girls want to look like her.
Okay.
All right. In fact, it's very popular to get plastic surgery to look like her.
Mm.
How crazy is that?
All right. Look, I mean, Messi's walking out.
I will say it's not as crazy a scene as what it was in Buenos Aires. We've had this conversation about what will it be like. There's definitely people waiting, but this is light work for him.
This is manageable.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. But this is like just to see him in a kind of almost feels like a little mom and pop place, and for it to obviously there's a lot of people there, people taking photos with him and videos and stuff like that. But it's like, I mean, if this is as bad as it gets,
how many people are gonna go to this restaurant now though? This is good for business,
bro. This is the move. Okay,
bro, when you saw Messi go in, you pick up the phone, you say, yo, we getting a boat. It's boat time.
I've also heard that this place is already kind of like busy and kind of packed. Ariel Castillo, who's obviously a friend of the show, works for Manchester City but lives in Miami, mm-hmm. And she was I follow her, and obviously she was mentioning that, but
it's got a 4.7 rating in Google.
There we go, bro. The reviews are
in. It's not great.
4.7 is not great.
I'll
no.
take it. I'll go 4.7.
4.8 should be the lowest you're willing to go to.
You're kind of, you got those high standards for food.
I do have, well, that's why Miami and me don't blend. It's the Taylor Swift of restaurant cities. They've never had a Michelin star.
No Miami restaurant?
No Miami restaurant.
What is a Michelin star exactly? Why is it a thing?
If you buy enough tires, they give you one. I'm not going to explain it.
Because all I know about is Fiona Apple, bro.
They wanted to sell more tires, so they wanted to inspire people to drive to restaurants in Europe.
Okay.
So they came up, Michelin, the tire company, came out with a Bib Gourmand list, which is they went to different restaurants and said, yes, this is incredible. You need to go there. So it became an honor to get a star, and then you could get multiple stars, but you could also lose your stars.
Ooh,
that's right,
like Ratatouille, bro.
Huh?
Like Ratatouille. That was
didn't see it. So sorry.
I keep dropping these references. Alexis, yeah, man. We're on a different wavelength.
You need to drop a Goodfellas reference, bro.
It's a movie, you know,
Belly or Paid in Full.
It's a movie about food. You would think Alexis would have some knowledge, but no.
It's a cartoon about a rat in a kitchen. You think I want to see that?
That's fair. But PTSD, he's controlling the chef in his hat, bro.
Is that what's happening?
Yeah, dude.
Ew, dog. That sounds like it's against the health
code. And then
people
think that it was the chef that made it, but it was actually Ratatouille.
El Raton?
El Raton, bro.
Wow, dog.
I mean, no, sorry for the spoilers, everybody.
It's a metaphor, dude, for the undocumented workers in the kitchen. That's what it is, bro. It's a palindrome, and I don't know what palindrome means, bro.
Alexis hasn't even seen the movie, but just broke it down.
Bro, I get it deeper than everybody who saw it, dude.
This is the soccer show, I promise.
I promise you, bro.
This is the least hit soccer the eagle episode we've ever had.
Let him hear the eagle. I don't want to get up. There you go,
dog. Somebody on YouTube, commented the other day that said, this show... The you guys laugh too much. Yeah.
I saw that comment too. I was like, maybe you shouldn't go to the soccer comedy show then, bro.
Like,
maybe.
it gets old real fast. What do you want us to do?
So not enjoy ourselves?
We're having a good time. Sorry, you're watching us enjoy our lives.
Damn, bro. Might I suggest a Taylor Swift album?
You want to get in your feels? Yeah,
right? You want to drown in your sorrow?
People are going to be protesting outside this. Yeah. This is
going to
be tough.
Damn.
Unreal. Yeah. So thank you for the engagement, I guess. Yeah.
I don't care what you have on your list next. We got to talk about promotion relegation.
Yeah. Let's do it.
All right, this is kind of crazy.
USL.
They heard MLS was announcing Messi, mm-hmm. and they said, how can we shake it up a little bit?
They were like, oh, all right, we'll get Messi.
Yeah. Oh, you want to get Messi? Oh, you're going to get Messi.
Okay. About to turn over a table.
Bro.
Which is also kind of a metaphor, right? Turning the table. Oh my God. Look at it. Is that good?
We found a connection, bro.
Be a serious spot, but just like I'm just trying to remove the laughter out of the show.
Yeah,
I'm just trying to be smart.
Let's do it for whatever his name was, Stinky Dick
48. Huge fan of your work, Stinky Dick.
We hit subscribe, by the way. It's short for Stinky Richard. Get some deodorant, my guy.
So, yes, USL announced that they in August they're going to be doing a vote to decide if they want to implement. Promotion relegation, I think, by 2025. And
this is reported. This isn't reported. Official.
Oh, Tom Bogert and Jeff Reuter, of The Athletic.
Tommy B and Jeffy G.
Jeffy R? I don't know. I don't know.
What. I was just spitting, bro. Just let me spit, dog. I
mean, let's make it make sense, at least. But they reported that the USL will be.
What did Jeff Gruder say?
Reuter. It's Reuter, but you say Reuter.
But now I did it correctly, but with a G at the front.
And he always, every time you say his name incorrectly, he's like, Alexis, we've met several times. Can you just say my name correctly?
And I go, real quick. What's your name again? Nah, Jeff Reuter's dope. He did our show in
Minnesota. Yeah. So the homie. So the fact that USL is going to be taking this vote, obviously the pro rel stands went off. Okay, the Westervelt.
Okay, the
Ben Fass.
Yo, the foil hats.
they all came crinkling. Through. They're like, yo, we've been talking about this since day one. Who's gonna give me credit?
This was my idea. I vote yes.
Oh, so sorry, you don't have a vote. I vote yes anyway. I will vote twice now.
Yeah. How about this? I vote. I have a vote. Adjourn. You can't handle the truth. This is a silly ass episode.
That guy is so mad. More than usual. That guy is so mad.
He's so mad, dude. He's like, maybe I will listen to Taylor, bro. This is wild, bro.
So they a lot of people have done all their think pieces on the whole thing. That's not why you come
more
to
like
this show.
Think pieces.
We just ended it. Should we just shut it down early, bro? This
we
is
got it. We got to get it out before Underdogs the collapse.
I think we've lost Alexis. Bro, I'm not gonna lie. That was like the third funniest joke you've told today. That was the funniest.
It's so stupid.
Anyway. Yes, people have made, have shared their thoughts on the whole promotion relegation in USL thing. Alexa's just hallucinating.
Oh my God, my abs hurt, bro.
Damn, first time in like 30 years, bro.
No, and I just realized where they were.
So You said a bunch of stuff. Yeah, I saw you guys have a conversation on Morning Footy about it. I think overall, I would say there's more positive support, especially since if it's not MLS, people are going to just be like, yo, do your thing. If you guys can figure it out and it works for you, good for you.
Right.
But the one interesting wrinkle was in the story mentioning that they not only do they want promotion relegation, but they want the first division.
They think that will get them sanctioning for first division status. Right.
And that is the thing that's when you're going to be.
That's when the shareholders would.
Yeah.
MLS.
That's when it gets to be a real threat to Major League Soccer. And just like the USL Women's League is going for first division in for women's soccer. But for MLS, that is clearly trying to build this first division to be what it is and be a closed system.
I'm still laughing.
I mean, at some point we got to move on and grow up, but I don't know if that's gonna happen.
It's never gonna happen. It's so dumb. I feel myself constantly trying. I'm stopping myself from laughing.
I have the mindset of like, go for it.
Will this matter?
Will it matter? It matters if people go to games and people support.
Forget that. That's not gonna move the needle. They gotta get better TV deals.
They have to get better players. They have to have more money.
So will this matter in the long run? Is this a way to just burn the candle faster and they burn out? Or does this make a positive change?
I mean,
because I've said it, and I said it on Morning Footy. This, and by the way, I got a text from someone very high up at USL based on what I said.
Mm-hmm.
That was like, hey, stop saying those things. Because it makes it feel like you were in the meeting. Whatchamacallit? You don't have to beat MLS. Nico kept saying, like, is this going to, in order to beat MLS? I'm like, you don't have to beat MLS. You just have to you have to muddy the waters a little bit. You have to show that there's someone else. You have to siphon a little bit of that sponsorship money. You have to start making gains while they potentially maybe lose a little bit. And that right there will just scare shareholders, which the shareholders are the owners. Remember, it's a single entity.
Mm-hmm.
So they all own an even percentage. Colorado Rapids owner owns the same percentage as like Nashville or FC Cincinnati.
Right.
It's ridiculous when you think about it, but they're all equal shareholders. They're going to get a little tight if it starts to look like projections are shying away from what they expected, or the reality is shying away from projections. So at the end of the day, if there is a massive core demographic somewhere in the US that's always wanted promotion relegation, and that's why they've never followed MLS, you're going to start to see that shift a little bit. You're going to start to see those USL numbers creep up a little bit. And all those people that we talked about early on with the Apple TV deal.
Mm-hmm.
If all of a sudden you're putting this product that's not, it's not the most successful product ratings-wise, you're putting that behind a paywall. So now you're asking people to pay for something that they don't already watch when it's free.
Yeah.
You're creating a hurdle. But now USL could put themselves out there.
They could, but The main thing is if it is successful, look, a lot of people, I forgot who it was, and apologies. Somebody on Twitter was like, oh, I want to debate Christian on his pro-rel takes. But I'm like, sure, I guess. I don't know.
Go for it.
happy to do that. I mean, yeah, want my number? Or
we'll send you an email. You can reply.
But look, I think and I've said this repeatedly, the future of the sport, I think, is always going to be going towards promotion relegation. Every sport, look at baseball now, trying to find ways to stay relevant, pitch clock, and trying to make the game as fun as possible. I'm entertaining for young people.
Right. Seventh inning stretch is now seventh inning TikTok.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, whatever you got to do.
Bro.
But I think the MLS is going to get to a point where it's stagnant, and the only way to increase interest and excitement is to add the risk of your team getting relegated to a lower league. And in some ways the promotion relegation is so much more fundamental to the sport than like even kicking the ball is. Like, that's what creates the intense connection to
I would argue club. You're wrong there.
I'm just, trying to give an idea of how significant it really is.
There's a simple example Would Americans be interested in the drama associated with promotion and relegation?
I don't know. I would say they already are.
How did Wrexham do ratings-wise?
Right, right, right.
Because people care about a non-league team in Wales, bro.
Right.
I bet you 60% of this country would spell that country's name with an H.
You're probably right, honestly.
They don't even know where it is on a map.
Right.
Well, by the way, neither does Jack Grealish.
Okay.
But what I'm trying to say is, like, this little team out of nowhere, yes, they have two Hollywood stars attached to it, mm-hmm. but it's not like there's a lack of owners in the U.S. that are stars.
Right.
We have the same thing.
Sport is just so different in the United States than it is in Europe. Sport is so much more of a business here. You will never, like, I agree with you from a fan's perspective. Everything you're saying is 100% right. You will never get the owners of MLS who already have their safe money, you know, any other American sport, like you said, MLB,
yeah.
they will never agree to potentially losing hundreds of millions of dollars on this asset they've already spent so much to build up.
But, can I just say something real quick? I think it's un-American to call a sport.
Without the other S
in
there?
Yeah. You throw an S at the end, bro. You're about to lose your passport.
It has to get to... If USL does promotion relegation and it's successful, then the MLS
owners...
What
do you mean by successful, though? Define it.
Meaning... ratings, ticket sales.
Yeah, but you need a bigger TV deal.
No,
that's
I understand
that. USL isn't going to get one.
Just growth. Growth is the point.
Right.
If constant, never-ending growth. This is capitalism, baby.
What would make MLS owners leave a closed system and adopt promotion relegation?
You think that's the best case scenario for the end result? Is that MLS is like, oh, wow, we need to do this?
If there's money there, if there's,
I feel like that's the worst case scenario for USL.
MLS adopting Pro Rel?
Yeah, if USL do it and it's successful, and they're like, all right, we'll just do it.
Of course, yeah, that would be bad. It's
like imagine you were at the the Snapchat offices when Instagram released stories.
Realistically,
just slamming your phone. That's what we were doing.
We stole my whole flow.
Damn, bro. When Reels came out, TikTok was like, what?
We should be...
Bar for bar, word for word.
We should be like Bundesliga. We should have...
Never.
We should be Bundesliga 1, Bundesliga 2, and then everything beneath that is like USL. Is the other thing. So people just walked in. It's all good.
It's all good. It's our landlord asking for the rent.
So it would be an opportunity for MLS to run its two leagues, and then USL to run the rest of it. And that could be a pyramid. And I think that could work, but it would require MLS and USL working together, which is what Germany, Bundesliga 1 and Bundesliga 2, and they have the DFB or whatever, and they just work with another group that handles the other lower leagues. It's not that far-fetched, but there's too much... business is like the priority.
Exactly.
Money, capitalism.
Hell
it's like,
yeah, dog.
It's like, no,
get
I'd rather...
Get that money, get that guap.
I'd rather compete with USL than work with them and figure out what is the best solution for American soccer. So that's
but you can't have a single entity that has like four divisions. That doesn't work. Five divisions. It's too many mouths to feed. Every time you add somebody in, you're cutting.
No,
you're
so
cutting
I'm not saying.
Profit.
So, but Bundesliga has two divisions, and then I don't even know what the other ones are called or whatever. But that
probably
could,
three Bundesliga, four.
But no, it's not run by the DFB. It's not run by DFB. It's run by different groups. So
yeah.
that's all I'm saying. It's like it could be that could be the compromise, and the people who run the championship are not trying to be the Premier League. They're like, we're going to make our money here and do what we do here.
But the teams in the championship want to be in the Premier League.
And that's the thing, because there's a separation between the clubs and the league itself. And that's the problem that we have. If we can't disconnect that, then it's harder to have that freedom of movement in a pyramid because...
So what are you saying? This is good or bad? I'm confused.
I'm saying that we should be like Bundesliga.
I think you're saying like there needs to be someone above the owners who is making a decision independent of what the owners want. But because the owners run the MLS, that will never happen.
Exactly.
The owners have too much influence over what actually happens.
The point I'm making is that I think promotion relegation is the future of the sport. That I don't think we can get to. We can't do this forever because it caps excitement and interest in.
in soccer, in American soccer. There's just, we're going to get to a point where there's just no more growth. How many teams can we add? How many players can we bring? How much more TAM and GAM can we introduce? At some point, they're just going to be like, I'm out of ideas. The kids, they think our league is mid and boring.
I know, right?
Maybe let's do promotion relegation to add some absolute, some spice to this.
If Messi coming here doesn't work, they're going to have to try it. Because that the best player of all time playing in your league doesn't bring the attention.
Yeah, Messi, it's working already.
No.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I don't know if you heard. I said Bad Bunny, bro. Bad Bunny? Yeah, it's working.
Okay.
Here's, I think what will happen eventually is Apple will say, hey, these ratings aren't good enough. How do we add something?
Yeah.
How do we create
MLS, bro?
You know? We need to do something. Should we get like a child and a dog like they do in sitcoms? And like, well, you can't really put those on the pitch in an MLS game. So they'll be like, I bet. Yeah, in promotion and relegation.
Exactly. Okay.
And I think that's when it'll happen.
Can we do a love triangle in some MLS team or something?
Yeah. Will they? Won't they?
We got Jim and Pam.
I saw Houston Dynamo and the Whitecaps. In the near the water cooler making out.
Damn, can't believe she had a baby with Nashville SC.
Damn. Yo, you heard NYCFC flip the table and called someone a prostitution whore.
I watched that. So, look, I think it's a healthy discussion. I'm excited to see what happens. It's not guaranteed. The USL owners could be like, nah, I ain't doing all that.
Yeah.
So let's not get ahead of ourselves. But yeah.
But you know what, though? The fire has been stoked, you know?
Yes.
Like when the U.S. admitted aliens, well, we don't know. And they're like, hey, that's not enough. Oh, my God. You know? That's all that's happened now.
It's progress.
Yeah, the foil hats are like, we told you.
All right, let us know what you think in the comments.
Yeah, what's in the Area 51 of soccer?
Is Pro Rel in Area 51? Who knows? But let us know what you think. And I'm happy to debate anybody who would love to have a nice, polite debate about promotional relegation.
Also, hello, Swifties. Welcome to our comments.
All right, thank you everybody for tuning in. We got some news, and I want to let everybody know about it. You might see it pop up on the screen over
what
here.
What is that?
let me see if I can make this.
The graphics department.
Boom! Graphics department. No, shout out to Metal Lark. We got a new logo over here because we're announcing today. We are going to be doing daily episodes for the Women's World Cup. The Women's World Cup daily.
By daily, we mean match days.
Match day, every single day.
Calmate.
So, obviously, the Women's World Cup kicks off in Australia and New Zealand on July 20th. We're going to start having episodes that day, and we're going to be on every day, every single match day to recap matches and also preview the match that's coming up that evening. We're going to have guests. We're going to have celebs, stars.
Yes.
Okay. Maybe we've reached out to Taylor Swift. She might. I don't know. She has not confirmed.
She was going to before this episode. Now she's out.
Yeah.
She's
here's what I'll say. She hasn't said no.
Okay. So, but we're excited about it. So tune in. Make sure you subscribe to the Cooligans podcast. It'll be the same feed. You'll just see some new images and stuff like that. July 20th to August 21st or into the 20th. I don't know if it's 20th to the 20th, but we're on every day to experience the Women's World Cup with everybody here. So make sure you join us. Subscribe here on YouTube. Subscribe to the podcast. And leave a nice review if you haven't left a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify.
Yeah, man.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. A reminder, make sure you check out the Underdogs Cooligans collab special for the Women's World Cup. That's going to be dropping very, very soon. It's going to be a lot of fun. So, everybody, y'all the absolute best. As always,
it's the Cooligans, buddy.
Yes. Wash your stink pieces.
Okay. We need context for some of the people in here. Right? Bye.
Now's the time to start your next adventure behind the wheel of an exciting new Toyota hybrid. With the largest lineup of hybrid, plug-in hybrid, and electrified vehicles to choose from, Toyota has the one for you. Every new Toyota hybrid comes with Toyota Care 2-year complimentary scheduled maintenance, an exclusive hybrid battery warranty, and Toyota's legendary quality and reliability. Visit your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. See your local Toyota dealer for hybrid battery warranty details.